From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States is accusing Russia of sending one of its fighter jets dangerously close to an American spy plane over the Black Sea on Wednesday. American military officials said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional. Russia insists it acted in accordance with international flight rules. The U.S. says a Russian jet flew within 3 meters of the American plane for 19 minutes. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 summit. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sideline of the summit in China. He said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss capturing Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented its blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called a meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance to plan for a political transition in Syria that can be made to work.
It is a plan, a vision, and a plan for Syria that is democratic, that is pluralistic, that will take that country forward.
The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented on Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States support opposing sides. This is VOA News. Both of the major U.S. presidential candidates spoke Wednesday night at an NBC News Commander-in-Chief forum held aboard the Air Force carrier Intrepid in New York City. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appeared separately on the same stage answering questions about national security. Clinton said steadiness is the most important characteristic a president must have. Trump said voters do not have to worry about his temperament or judgment. Earlier Wednesday, Trump unveiled his plans for the American military.
We want to deter, avoid, and prevent conflict through our unquestioned military strength.
Clinton, though, scoffed at Trump's plan, saying the secret is he has no plan. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that opportunities abound for them today as never before.
The world has never been healthier, it's never been wealthier, it's never been better educated, it's never been less violent, more tolerant than it is today.
In an upbeat town hall event in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. Evidence of the Zika virus has been found in the tears of animals. Scientists say they don't yet know whether the infection can be spread in humans through tears. About one-third of babies who were born infected with a Zika virus have inflammation of the eyes, sometimes rendering them blind. In adults, experts say Zika causes eye infections in up to 15% of people who catch the disease. The finding that eyes harbor the virus was published in the journal Cell Reports. Junior Home Office Minister Robert Goodwill said Wednesday Britain plans to start building a wall in the French port of Calais as part of measures to contain illegal migrants. The 4-meter-high concrete wall will stretch for 1 kilometer. It is expected to cost $3 million. Goodwill told a parliamentary committee Tuesday construction along the main highway to the port would start very soon. Venezuelans took to the streets Wednesday to demand that authorities allow a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro to go forward this year. Mr. Maduro's supporters, though, held rival rallies on their own. Gabonese President Ali Bongo resisted calls Wednesday for a recount of votes cast in the country's recent presidential election, saying he has no power to order one. European Union observers in Gabon have said there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed Mr. Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.